Oberly, Hatton here, in the light of the Radiant One. Greetings.
Greetings, Hatton.
It was good of you to join me today. We missed you yesterday.
Yes. I guess we took a day off.
Very good. Is there something you would wish of me?
Yes, please. Perhaps first an update on the world situation. Any changes? Any new sightings?
I have no changes to report.
That's always good news. We had a question with respect to the Texas sighting. Ormley has been unable to locate a MacArthur. That's not right. McFarland Air Force Base. Is there another name?
No, that is the name of the base. I searched my data. It's possible that it is not active at this time.
There is a Laughlin. Well, no matter. Ormley by now has the material, and the radio station names, and we'll be seeing him probably Tuesday evening or Wednesday. And I'm sure he will continue to move ahead on that problem. Apparently it is not important, the name of the Air Force Base.
I gave you that information for your interest. It should not be confused with this one. Or the situation within which you're involved. That was simply for your input.
Now, perhaps a personal matter. I had an unusual dream for me last night. It apparently, or it felt like it went all night, and all of the continuing dreams had to do with Hawaii. Is there anything that you might tell me about that?
You would have to re-express your dream to me, Oberly.
I doubt that it's worth the time then. In the way that you ordinarily monitor things, as you monitor us, are you also monitoring Mr. Cudd, Mr. Boyer, and Mr. Jeffers?
Basically, only when requested. We are working on that situation. Things are transpiring. There will be some positive steps forward in each of those transactions. we are only able to influence. And some things come slowly.
We understand. Our interest is more in the area of monitoring. But if that is not something that you do on a continuing basis, it is of no matter at this time. Mr. Cutt had indicated that Mr. Boyer had expected to make some progress as of yesterday morning. We were not able to reach Mr. Cutt, so we are still unaware of whether that progress did occur.
I would prefer that you find out these bits of information from that one.
Yes, we can try to do that. I have nothing further.
I'm having a bit of trouble with it, dear one.
Well, perhaps she has a question.
Perhaps it would be good if you touched with me each day. She is drifting in and out.
Sure to touch with you in good time in the morning.
Very good. Since I have no further instructions for you as of this time, perhaps we can just meet in the morning. And you can have another evening off.
Thank you for joining us.
I would take my leave now, again, in the light of our Radiant One. I am Hatan, your brother. Salu, Salu, Salu.
Salu.
Yes, little one, open your mouth and speak. I have that which I must say to you. Sorry, sorry. I am thy brother, come. I come in love. I have been sent by our Father. Why are you awed by my presence? Our Father speaks with you, and you are not awed. Perhaps it would be better if you called me grandfather. But I am not grandfather. I am simply your brother. And I see the confusion. I see the frustrations as you try to consciously sort out the direction. And my dear brother and sister, it is not for you to try to calculate and navigate my ship. I am the captain. And it is mine ship. You must only keep your feet planted solidly, grounded in that which is Mother Earth. And I will see to the course. You little ones trouble your minds with trivia things. You are beloved of me, and you are beloved of our Father. And it is all right that you question, for my heart knows how you feel. But remember that I hold your hand. And I am come to bring you that peace for which you long. You are volunteers who have come here to this place, this very place, to assist at this time of rebirthing of this wonderful place. You are blessed ones. You are chosen ones. And we know that you only falter in your humanness. You have accepted that you would follow and do that which is required of you. And we know that you will do so. Do not be too concerned when you do not understand the way. When the blocks come along your pathway, you will know the direction when the time is proper. Know that you can always rest within the peace of my arms. Our Father dwells within each of us. I am not He, but He is me. And therefore, I am He. Just as are you. That is not to make you humble and become useless. That knowledge is to make you strong and to be useful. I hold your hands tightly, for you are my earthly hands. And I use them carefully and wisely. But you have control over your earthly mind. And it is for that I would give you peace. Do not be so concerned with those of the daily occurrences, for those tribulations shall pass. I am not of a mind to allow my ones to fail, nor will you fall. As you stand upon the rock, which I am, and I do not take my leave of you, for I am always of you. I simply am your brother. I am Sananda. Greetings. Hatton here.
Greetings.
It is always surprising when our commander pays a visit. Do not be dismayed. I mumble also in his presence. And yet we should never forget. He is of us, as He is the universal source, our Father, that which we strive to become. And the little one now knows when she calls upon anyone, that one will come. Your confusion is great. We worked throughout your night on these things. They are not things which can be handled by us for you. Your health will improve, Oberly. That is our promise. You are going through great changes in the physical vehicle. Has not caught up with the spirit. It will do so. Confusion in your conscious existence causes great confusion within the functioning of your system. Do not dwell upon it. Simply allow yourself to rest. And there are some things that I might say to you as my little brother and my little sister that would make your journey much, much easier. Take the time to simply be. Go to the hill. Sit with us in your mind without trying to solve some magnificent problem. For that's all it is a game. A game that you would call problems, that you set about finding solutions. It is no more and no less. Are there some things? I should not put it that way. I know there are things. Tell me what they might be.
Norma has a list which will give you a clue to her questions.
Yes, I know she has a list. She is busy making lists all the time.
Perhaps the best thing for us to do is to respond to her questions. Maybe we'll eventually eliminate her damned list. The first one on her list is Emerson.
Yes, this one troubles her. He does not wish to assume his responsibilities. But none of us want to assume our responsibilities. The little one doesn't want to assume her responsibilities. And you have gotten yourselves into an earthly problem for which you're seeking a solution. Because you are fundamentally the ones upon which he will rely to help to solve his problem. You children learn very slowly. This one must find his way. Both of those dear ones that were here must find their way. And you cannot find it for them. And in many ways, you contribute to their need for crutches because you supply the crutches. and you cannot see it. You run your circles all around the problem. And continue to supply the crutches. It will not be through you that they perfect their skills to the point of being useful to our fleet. I must remind you, there are many levels in these dimensions. I repeat again, I come from the seventh dimension. I am functioning in the fourth dimension. You too come from the seventh dimension. You are functioning in the third. Many have come from all dimensions to fulfill a role that was chosen long ago to assist during this period of crisis on this planet. And through the veil of forgetfulness, as we will call it, you get entangled in the consciousness and the density, and forget to work at raising that consciousness into a higher and finer density, reducing the density and raising the vibrations. You cannot do it for your brothers. And while you are endeavoring to produce the solutions for your brothers, that same amount of time could be spent in raising your own consciousness to a higher level, and would ultimately be more useful. If you had the total solution for any of those ones who would come to you, they would not hear you. For my beloved ones, they know they must solve their own problems. They must come up with their own solutions. And they would simply repeat to you, just as little one did me about opening her eyes. They will say, "Are you sure? Who told you?" God, beloved Sananda, Hatan, Soltek, Athena. No, they would not believe you. Do you not see that? It isn't that they do not wish to believe. It is that they know they must come to that own inner understanding. Even the little one questions, "Are you speaking, or is she?" So we have to allow her to leave the room. That is a weakness which she must overcome, because she understands, and it is true, it is her lack of faith. And she does not wish to have a lack of faith. So she wishes that you, Oberlie, would ask the questions, so that she would have no connection. But that is her problem. and she must solve it. And for a while we will allow her to leave the room. Now, as far as Richard Emerson is concerned, just a minute. She is vacillating again. She would prefer to be with Sananda or Lord Michael.
Grandfather.
They are all the comfort cushions. They allow us to be the disciplinarians. All right, we'll proceed. The one Richard Emerson presents a face which is not his total self. He is searching so desperately that he has not found himself. And he must function just as the rest of the human. You must survive. And how one goes about one's livelihood, one's activities, indicates what is within. And at this particular time, there is not enough within. He is very diligent in his labors, but he would prefer to resign. You see, there is labor and there is labor. He is very happy to work, but he would rather think and allow and be. And let someone else labor. So that he does not have to assume responsibility. You see, the prime word is responsibility. He would have Joyce be responsible for his growth. He would have you be responsible for a home port. No, little ones. He must face his responsibilities. And the little one would say, ah, yes. But what of our responsibilities? And I repeat to you once, this is your responsibility. To be in this place at this time, awaiting our instructions. Instructions which seem to you long in arriving. But it must be that way. The little one would rather go and get a job than to worry about the income, but it is not to be that way. And gradually you will disentangle yourselves from these tentacles that hold you like what you call an octopus, clutch you. We do not like to see you struggle. But there are things that are not yet to be made known to you. You are not ready. And we watch you grasp at an idea and play it out because you are so giving and you are so searching in what your job should be. And the booms are going to get much, much louder. Those are of your making. When Earth starts making her own, there will be great tribulation about this place called Earth. But it startled the vehicle. And she is stirring. Another moment, please. Hatton returned. I feel I have belabored the point. Just know that the one, Richard Emerson, will lean too heavily. You see, at this particular time, he is leaning very heavily on the friend of that one, Joyce. While they do their bookkeeping, she is being his psychiatrist, in your Earth terms. So be it. Leave it be. Let him find his way. And let those who have time to play, play. You have not any more time to play. What else has she written on her list? We did this all night, you know.
The next item on the list is Joyce Nash. I believe it has to do with Joyce is coming back here for a few days.
Joyce is very dear to both of you. Joyce is extremely dear and precious to us. Joyce must grow up also. She is searching. But she always searches without herself. She pretends that going and existing in a tent in the night makes her alone. But she spends no time alone. What will you do all winter? I have confronted the little one with this, and she cannot answer me. What will you do with that one, Joyce, all winter, Oberly? In your mind, what do you think you would accomplish? Do not hesitate to answer. Your heart is big, and your heart is good, and you wish to answer as you think I would wish to hear.
I don't have any plan, if you will, for joy. I presume, since she said that she wanted to find a dwelling here, that if she came here for a few days, she would decide to either to find a dwelling here or to go somewhere else. I feel certain that Joyce does not wish to live in this dwelling all winter. So I don't perceive it as any large problem.
It could be quite a large problem. You see, she has many decisions to make also. What her livelihood will be. From whence comes her wherewithal. And she knows that she cannot live in a little round tent on someone else's property. And she will not function alone. This is why she has become attached to those ones, males, if you will, that she can both tend so that she feels she is somehow, in your terms, paying her way. But she clings to these ones who are in many ways weaker than she, because she cannot function alone. And know, my dear ones, she does not truly wish to find another dwelling. And that is harsh. And you would have a guest. While those ones find themselves, that is a very good term. They are guests. But that is something the two of you will have to work out. We can only tell you how it is. And once again, little one would like us to give both of you the answer. And we give you the answer, and you do not hear. But it is a good example of what all those ones would like to do, and that is have someone give them an answer. And the problem dissolved. But you see, it does not work that way. We have told you what to do with all of these ones who would take your time. But you do not hear. We have told you, you need to spend time in thought and openness to us. And yet you fill up every moment of your time. And when you come into your thoughts, most often they are personalized and dealing with others' problems. We have a great, great task to accomplish. And we cannot move any faster than those of you who are our hands can move. And until you can get your minds into a higher state, we cannot make much progress forward. You concern yourself with where a spacecraft is down in your state of Texas. It does not matter. Little one has on her list someone named by Wally McPherson. It does not matter whether that one is valid or invalid.